Ghana, like many developing nations, faces an increasing demand for energy due to population growth, urbanization, and the quest for economic development. However, the country also experiences frequent power outages, which deteriorates energy security, and power generation relies heavily on fossil fuel usage. This combination calls for effective energy management and the adoption of energy-efficient practices, as well as sustainable cooling that frees up more energy for gaining economic sectors, as well as protecting our climate. Welcome to Let's Talk About Energy podcast, the podcast that empowers Ghanaian citizens to embrace energy efficiency for their homes and create sustainable living spaces. I'm your host, Michael Kofi Abrokwa, a Sustainable Energy for All Country Coordinator on Energy Efficiency and Cooling. And today we'll be exploring the importance of energy efficiency in Ghanaian homes, as well as looking at practical tips and strategies to reduce energy consumption and lowering our carbon footprint. Join me as we dive in. So for this second episode, we are looking at energy efficiency in the Ghanaian home. And we want to come with really practical tips and strategies to reduce energy consumption and carbon footprint in the environment. Today, I have a very special guest in the name of Dennis Texan. I've known Dennis for years in the energy space. He's a big man. In Ghana, when you say you're a big man, it means you have a wealth of experience. He's been a technical advisor at the Ministry of Energy, also currently with the GIZ. And Dennis is an energy engineer. So Dennis will be sharing with us some practical tips and also really defining what energy efficiency means to him. So this is how I like to start the podcast. I mostly ask people what they think about energy efficiency, just to get their own understanding so that for our listeners who are listening in, they can also try to get what we are trying to communicate when we talk about energy efficiency. So Dennis, over to you if you could introduce yourself.
Thanks for the invite. And I think it's really a pleasure to be here. You already mentioned the name is Dennis Texan, and I've been in the space for some time. And so on the question, what is energy efficiency? So let's look at it from this angle. Maybe for the purposes of this subject and also the mixed audience that we are targeting, energy efficiency simply means a process where less energy is used to perform or complete a particular task, also keeping the other factors constant. If you take a home, a typical Ghanaian home, we are looking at the simple good housekeeping measures that you could employ, and also the little investment you can make in acquiring energy efficient appliances and technologies. If we extend it to also small businesses, we are also looking at, in addition, productive use of energy. In all this, we should also take note of the reduced negative environmental impact that this is associated with energy consumption.
So if I'm typically a Ghanaian home, four people, you have like four people. That's what Ghana Statistical Service says. For a normal home, you have four people. So in a typical Ghanaian home, what would you say is the profile of their energy consumption?
Typically, Ghanaian home, we wake up in the morning, average home would want to have some heating to bath, and also maybe prepare some beverages. So you will see the small peaks there.
Mm-hmm.
But then they will move to schools, the children, and also for the parents, if for their various businesses, workplaces. And when they come back in the evening, so from 5 p.m., 6 p.m., you see TVs turned on, radios turned on, and stuff like that. And
ACs in the evening.
Exactly, for home. So you see, if you look at the profile, it's really peaking around that time. So this is briefly what I can say on the profile.
So what are the common culprits of energy waste? So we know that it peaks around 5-6, around that time. But what would go to waste in such a home?
Well, I will deal with two major ones, and mm-hmm. I will start with the one that you may say is a ghost, but it has a popular name actually, the vampire power.
Wow, vampire power.
So if you know how vampire and ghost works, you can also associate it with, mm-hmm. with this. So most people, and I can say most people normally, will want to leave their gadgets on standby mode. And if you consider this for a period of time, I mean, it's really consume a lot. I can cite, maybe for the purposes of this discussion, we can use a scenario like in typically for TVs and also for PCs, laptops. Mm-hmm. You are on standby mode. You are looking at between 3 to 5 watts. And if you leave them on for hours, if you leave them for days, if you now in years, you can imagine
the amount of energy it's consumed over that period.
Yeah.
And for standby mode, if users don't get it, when you're not actively watching the TV and you've put it off, but you see a small button blinking.
Mm-hmm.
That will be standby mode.
Normally it's red.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to add to that also, of course, the plug close, that's in the other gadgets that we use in their house, kettle and others also do. But I would want to focus on air conditions for those homes that have it, and even for small businesses. And studies have also proven that mm-hmm. if you consider the consumption in this type of homes, you are looking at between 60% to 80% of the energy consumption going into cooling of the space.
Wow.
So if we are looking at corporate, you cannot move away from them. They are also a target to deal with because they consume a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So a hot climate, we can't do without air conditioning, active cooling.
Exactly.
Air conditions. So. Yeah. And 60% of our energy consumption.
Yes.
For homes that have ACs.
Yes.
That's where your energy is going.
Yes.
Interesting. Now we know the challenges. How can we practically, and so if you have practical tips that can help us reduce energy efficiency in Ghanaian homes?
Yes, it will be good to start with the low-hanging fruits,
mm-hmm.
And then we can move on into the some specifics. So let's start with awareness creations like this platform is doing. I mean, you have to spread the word.
Yeah. You do have to spread the word.
And there are also some simple measures, tips that you can also employ in your homes, like turning off your lights when it's not in use, and also your appliances when they are not in use, and this time at the switch, so it's not the standby mode strategy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is also one key, I would say, measure. We can also talk about the replacement of lighting system. So now incandescent, I know Ghana government has done a lot trying to take out incandescent, but now the CFL, even the CFL, we have LED now, proven technology. and you can save about half of the energy if you move from CFL to LED, and it's a proven technology, and it also lasts longer.
For our energy nerds who understand incandescent, CFL, and LED, if Dennis can break it down just a little bit for the other people who don't understand it.
So in our typical homes, for incandescent, they look more yellowish. And we used to use those ones.
A bulb shape.
Yes, yeah. Bulb shape, and they produce a lot of heat. If you have been around for a while, maybe the newborns may not know this, but if you've been around for a while, you will know.
This is a jab to Gen Zs.
And the CFL, you see it mostly in the homes. They are coiled in nature, bulbs that we can see. The LEDs also comes like the shape looks like the incandescent, but these are more white. Those that have had opportunity to see what is inside, it's like a board with a lot of
lights. Yeah, the light up.
Yeah.
True.
Yes, so if I could continue with other practical tips, I will focus on the big guys, like the ACs, refrigerators, TV. The recommendation is to look out for energy efficient labels that are placed on these gadgets. So I think Ghana, we Energy Commission has led this, and we have it for air conditions and refrigerators and also lights. Even if you don't have labels on them, it is not good. Just move away from that process and so try to get.
If I don't see an energy label or energy label
it
on
comes in
my
stars.
AC, I should move away from it.
Just pray and repent from that. And if you have, and it is maybe lesser stars, maybe one or two, you should also aim for higher stars, because the higher you go, the more efficient. Yeah, it becomes so. The last, and let me add this tip, I think it will be good for audience, to make it easier for maybe consumers to also easily get this on the market. The Energy Commission has already put out an application. I know it is on Google Play. This is called GH Certified Appliances.
So there's an app that can help, as in tracking the most efficient appliances on the Ghanaian market.
Exactly. So you can easily get the shops that are giving out or selling these labeled appliances. This, we are talking about ACs and also refrigerators. And then also, if you want to also authenticate the model that you are seeing probably at a shop, this app is also good. The last one I would say is, which in most homes, especially where you have a number of people living there, try and iron in bulk. Iron in bulk. This practice. People say it, but they hardly do
it. They hardly do it because
they are in the mood. Like maybe when you were coming to this studio, you probably picked this shirt and iron.
I'm like, I'm in the mood for this color. So let me pick this color and iron it. But then ironing in bulk
really helps, and also invest in new appliances. Yeah.
Okay. What about renewable energy options? So
yes,
the sun is constantly shining.
I mean, for some of us that have borehead, I think we only use it for reflections, but. yes, I think Ghana and those countries living in this part of the world, we are overblessed. I call it overblessed because we have these resources, natural resources, renewable resources that we could tap into. Our center on solar, because the radiation across the nation, Ghana, is really huge. The potential is really great. And we should also do well to tap in for average homes or for homes, businesses, you can invest in solar panels. It will help you save more if you look at the tariff that you are paying for the utilities, and then you compare it with it. With this, I need to add something. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying waste energy in your homes and add solar panels mm-hmm. to it, because mm-hmm. it will still go to the waste. Yeah. But make the effort, bring in efficient stuff, appliances and all those stuff into your homes, and you add this on top, bingo.
So you kept the waste, the energy waste that you see, and then you add the renewable energy system.
Super.
Oh. Sounds like a very good plan. And we also acknowledge that some challenges exist. What are some of the challenges and how do we overcome them?
Yes, this is good. Number one has always been the investment cost. So the initial cost for average home businesses will always be high.
I can't make all two.
It's always high. And the good news is if you look at the returns, the benefit over time, it really outweighs this investment cost. If you want to look at it this way, let's say going into energy efficient project or even solar project, and now I'm now bringing in some technical stuff, forgive me. If you go into the payback and even the internal rate of return, looking at the tariff for your electricity bill now, it can be compared to other projects that probably the banks are happy about, because now you can easily, looking at the payback and the IRR, you can see this investment is good.
My investment gurus would understand this. The payback and the IRR. Yeah.
So to also add to the challenges is one other one is the awareness creation. So if you allow me, I'll bring in also another story, which is interesting.
We love stories in Ghana.
for this particular subject, the awareness creation. So DIZ did this exercise. So the idea was to move away from the status quo awareness campaign. So now this project now goes trained 280 energy efficiency advisors, we call them, to visit homes and also SME small businesses and preach to them the gospel of energy efficiency. So at the end, we were able to also gather some data inventories. In that inventory, out of the 16,000 beneficiaries, we realized that between 60% and 70% of them that had ACs and also refrigerators did not have any label at all.
60.
And this is 2018, 2019.
The equipment will have a lifetime of like 6 years.
Yeah. So you can imagine. And most of them also were secondhand. So this, we shared the result also with stakeholders, including the Energy Commission. And the Energy Commission in particular was interested in this one, because this will also help them to come up with policies that will also help in widening the campaign, the awareness creation. So this is also one challenge that we can overcome. And the last one, I will look as some of us, including you. Yeah, I need to put you on the spot. The stakeholders and also the industry players in this space, I think we should also try and turn out good reports, proposals, and also be measured in the expected result that we share with potential client customers. Because if you tell me, if I go into energy efficiency and even have solar panels, I'm going to save X amount. I'm excited. I get into it. And at the end, it is even minus. No, it doesn't happen. So we should also continue to acquire advanced knowledge in this space, be able to share proposal that are accurate. So that is all I can say on this.
Thank you, Dennis. So I'd like to chip in that the Sustainable Energy Forum is supporting Ghana with an energy transition plan. And
nice.
Energy efficiency plays a key role in that. So as Dennis said, churning out good proposals, looking at the key figures and where the gaps lie and how to address them will be very crucial in really pushing out energy efficiency.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, we want to talk about how we can empower Ghanaian homes to be able to embrace energy efficiency, because we've talked about the challenges, there's the cause, there's the awareness. I think I've become a personal avenger for ACs. When I go to rooms and I see ACs at 16, anytime I enter a room, I'm looking at an AC where they put the number at 16, then I switch it back to 24.
Yes, we have to recruit people to join you on this adventure. Yeah.
So how do we collectively empower the Ghanaian homes to embrace energy efficiency?
Yes, I think it will all start with government, with what our leaders would want to push us, and we will also follow. I think in the past, the Ministry of Energy, Energy Commission, Energy Foundation, they've really implemented some interventions that are really helpful. And if this continues, I think most Ghanaian homes will be empowered in this regard. The few ones that come to mind is the refrigerator rebate scheme. So I think this, if you have old refrigerator, you can bring it in for anyone, and this arrangement. Nah, that's a myth. I think the awareness creation is also one thing that the Energy Commission, Energy Foundation also have been dealing with. And training, yes, training, of course. So subsidies, incentives, all these are, I would say, key items that can be brought to the table to help homes owners to really go into the energy efficiency.
Thank you. Thank you, Dennis.
Yes, let me just add one. Okay. One just came to mind is the what's the donors. Because of where I sit,
mm-hmm.
and probably where you sit.
Where I sit also.
I think also they have contributed, the donors, and also the NGOs, they have also contributed to energy efficiency in Ghana for homes. I cited the work that GIZ did with the energy efficiency campaign. During the COVID, actually, there was also the radio campaign that GIZ sponsored, and other agencies have also doing similar. I think at the end, you mentioned the National Energy Transition Framework. I think that there are some wild targets in there.
Yeah.
That we should aim higher.
Yeah, we should
so
aim
so
high.
All this will come to play and help to achieve these targets. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis, for that. So to end, our actions today would really shape what we see tomorrow, and we need to take up some of these actions. This is not just an opportunity, it's a responsibility to actually be energy efficient. Energy efficiency doesn't only reduce energy consumption, but it also reduces the amount of money you are spending. So imagine energy as money that's going every month or every week if you are buying it weekly. And then you would really understand these things. But also think about your impact on the environment. And that's something that we should all contemplate on. So that's it for today's episode of Let's Talk About Energy. We hope you found these insights quite valuable. I know I did. And be inspired to take steps towards having an energy efficient life. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with your friends and family, and don't forget to tune in again. This time we'll have a different guest, a different topic, and we don't want to spoil the fun, so we are not going to give out the next episode just yet, but tune in. Thank you.